Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you guys were so close to really blowing that Wednesday game wide open. You score 30 seconds in then in game two. Does the mindset on the bench change of, boy, if we keep this up, this could be a repeat of Wednesday night?
No, not at all. But we were fortunate enough to get a power play goal early. But no, I don't think any of the players nor the coaching staff even really thought that, because we just knew the game that actually played out on Friday was exactly what we thought was going to happen from the standpoint of their energy, their intensity, their desperation. So, I mean, it was nice getting that lead. I just liked getting that lead because I knew there was going to be some mega push by Arizona State. So it was nice having a little lead early.
I was told once by a basketball coach, Rich Glass, actually, at North Dakota, ties to the John Glass family, obviously. He goes, basketball is all about runs and gaps. If you're on a run, your opponent's on a gap, things are good. Hockey is no different. They scored 5 out of the next 6. That is the equivalent in basketball, I don't know, maybe 18-2 or something like that on a run. How do you stop a team from going on a run?
I don't know, Schultz. It's hard in hockey, though. Like, and I don't know what you can equate it with. Maybe you're right. I don't know what – I always say goals like a touchdown, like 7 points. That's how I kind of equate it in football. But, and if you lose by 28, do you lose by 4? Kind of. I kind of use that analogy. But from a basketball standpoint, that's a tough one because it's such a high-scoring game. But I think the biggest thing is you just don't see a lot of runs in hockey, so it's just really hard to sit there and differentiate between the two.
There were, if I'm remembering correctly, 3 different reviews for a potential 5-minute major. As an official myself, I like getting every call right. I like that, the ability for refs to do that. Those 3 seem to go pretty quickly, but is there a better process for that whole scenario?
I don't know if there is. It's just hard. Our game is so fast. That's probably the biggest thing. It's so fast, and it's easy to, being such a fast game, and it's a fast game on a big sheet. I just think it's really hard for 2 referees to see things clearly a lot of times. So, I mean, I think it's advantageous to have to go up in the booth.
Lucas will miss the game today because of some supplemental discipline. What is that process like?
Well, it's in the hands of, Kevin Langseth is obviously the referee chair in the CCHA. He's our rules guy. He's our referee in chief, and they evaluate every major they watch, and then they've got a committee, and they use the other leagues, all the referee in chiefs of the other leagues. They got like 4 guys, and They get feedback from those 4 or 5 guys, and then they figure out should there be supplemental discipline or not. So, they do their due diligence, and, that's how it plays out.
This is really no different tonight. You're losing Lucas for 1 game tonight. You could lose a guy to an injury all the time. But it's goofy how 1 change really is 4 or 5 different changes throughout that line chart.
Well, it can be. It can be. I mean, if you want to sit there and, if you're moving player A to this spot, then obviously player B goes to player A spot, maybe sometimes player C. And, so it can get there can be like a little bit of a domino effect, Schultzy. But, that's how I look at these things, just like you did. It's just like an injury. So it's just all part of the process. It's all part of the game. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be things like this. And these are things that we know as a coaching staff happen throughout the year. And you just deal with it when they come.
Alex Iarullo will move from the right to the left tonight. What's the biggest difference in the game moving to a different side of the rink?
Well, I just put him on the left side. I don't know if he will. I even told those guys they want to play their off wing. They sure can. I don't care. I don't get too worried about it. Like I don't overanalyze those things. I told Marty and Icy, it's up to you guys what you want to do. So if he does move to the left side, it's not a big deal. I mean, these guys are. He's played a lot of. He's playing on his offhand right now, but he's played obviously the left side a lot in his day, so I don't think there's a big deal. But the one thing probably is on the breakout, it's a little different on your offhand versus your forehand, and the same thing on zone entry.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, what were some of the discussions when the CCHA decided to bring St. Thomas in as far as not only them, but also just an 8th team in general, whoever that might have been?
Well, we were very content with having 7 teams and just putting everything on hold. everything on hold. And we were very content with that, like I said. But once St. Thomas said they were going Division One, we just felt it's just the market's too strong in the Twin Cities. It's from an academic institution is very high. You take a look at their sports at the Division III level. I mean, they're the most dominant team at the Division III level nationally. They just have so much to offer. We felt again, it was just they're going to make our league better, and that's how we looked at it. We just weren't going to take anybody. If we were going to take an eighth team, we were going to take somebody who could make our league better, who's got name recognition. They're in a good market. There's just a lot of things like that, and for us, it was a no-brainer.
You guys decided you weren't going to play everybody when you went to an eight-team league. You weren't going to play everybody four times. So how does seven work great in the regular season, but come playoff time, eight's a perfect number?
Well, eight's a perfect number for a lot of different reasons, too. What happens is that eight's a good number. You're not going to have a balanced schedule at 24. I understand that, but it is for the playoffs. It's outstanding. Seven's a tough number, but we were willing to deal with that number a little bit because the only trouble with seven is that you're going to have some buys, Schultzy, the second half of the year, and some untimely buys. So we rectified that problem by adding that eighth. But again, before St. Thomas made the push to go Division One, again, it wouldn't have surprised me if we had had seven teams for a while.
UNRH built a program from the ground up. How has that process changed over the last 20 years?
Well, I think it's still similar. I mean, you're going to have a business model. You're going to have to figure out what your model is, how you want to implement your model. Where do you want to go recruit? What kind of players do you want? How quick can you be competitive? Do you upgrade right away? Do you wait, be patient? There's just a lot of different things that play into it. And a lot of it is where you're at that particular time, I think, as well. But for them, they got to figure things out. But you guys brought it up at the coaches' show the other night. They do have the transfer portal allows them to at least get some experience quick. So you have that advantage that we probably didn't we didn't have that 20 years ago. So they have that right now, which is it's a nice little insurance policy.
Is there one thing about St. Thomas's game that's more concerning than others to you?
I just think every game is tough. It doesn't matter who you are, and you better be ready to play. Because it's a crazy sport that we play. It's not an accident if number 50 beats number one, for example. So anything can happen any time, and you got to play with a lot of maturity. You have to understand that they want to win as bad as you do. And we're a low-scoring sport. There's just a lot of things that can happen, so you've got to be ready to compete.
Your rivalry with MSU Mankato is darn good. Do you envision you guys in St. Thomas growing to that point too?
Absolutely, Schultz. Yeah, I think it's inevitable. I think when you have Minnesota schools in the same conference, that rivalry we're going to build that rivalry, and it's going to be really exciting down the road. I could sense it yesterday just driving here, knowing that we only have a 3 hours and 45-minute bus ride. It was great. I mean, we leave Bemidji 12:15. We get here right around 4 o'clock. That's kind of what creates that rivalry. I had that feeling of energy and enthusiasm. I can't speak for the players totally, but it will come. It's the old, if they build it, it will come. The field of dreams. Well, it's the same thing with these rivalries.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineup's next right here on the Beavers.